Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
All right, and we're off. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Got a lot to get into. High school football from around the area from last night. And butthurt segment, college football pick'em. And I'm going to go ahead and preface this. We've got four brand new teams to the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings. Four new additions.
Four new additions. Oh, this ought to be good. I'm looking forward to seeing this. I'm assuming teams like Coffee County are going to drop out because they had their second loss of the season. Although it was to Valdosta, they're probably going to drop out of a whatever. How do you say it?
Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings.
Okay, they'll probably drop out. Who else? Yeah, we'll see. We'll see when it comes up.
That's later in the show. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Shell and Hogan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. For over 30 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. In and throughout the area, our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellandhogan.com.
Yeah. A little role reversal today.
Yeah, yeah. That's because the folks that are supposed to be in charge of having everything prepared for us, they let us down today.
Management. Sometimes management hangs you out there and you just gotta make it the best way you can, right?
We'll go ahead and update the Twitter questions of the week from last week. Did the manager of the Braves, Brian Snitker, get badly outmanaged in the NLDS against the Cardinals?
Yes.
75% of our listening audience agrees with Kip. Yes. Yes, he did. And do you know what two mules fighting over a turnip means? 67% of our listening audience says they have no clue.
That means when you have two bad football teams playing or two bad sports teams playing, they're too stubborn to realize that they're sorry. So it's kind of like fighting over a turnip. An old Southern saying.
If you say so.
Yeah.
All right, so some scores from around the area. Islands goes down to Benedictine 26-37. Colquitt and Camden in the game of the night from last night. Colquitt 34-17 winners.
Camden jumped out in that football game and then kind of ran out of gas down the stretch. Colquitt kind of wore them down throughout that contest, kind of took control of the game kind of midway through the third quarter and just raced out to a couple of touchdown lead, 134-17.
Brunswick High gets a must-get win for the Pirates, blowing out Effingham in the process of doing it, had to get that region game.
That was a good win for Brunswick last night, one that they had to have, and they got it 41-13. Balanced offense, 254 yards rushing, 212 yards passing, so it's pretty balanced across the board for Brunswick. Good win, city championship next Friday night.
Frederica wins over Trinity 48-28, a game they had to get as well.
My man Deke Jernigan, my nephew, 89-yard touchdown run last night. By the way, I just wanted to throw that in. But, that's how we roll on this show.
Lowndes 28, Tiff nothing. Northside did not score against Lee. They go down 35-0. Veterans, surprising team up in Savannah. They look good, 23-13 winners over Harris County. Wayne County survived South Effingham 31-28, blocking a field goal in overtime.
I listened to that game in overtime after, we had the running clock at Glen County Stadium. So I got in the truck. Me and Sandra listened to overtime. Wayne kicks a 29-yard field goal. South Effingham, 4th-and-2. They decide to send the field goal team on. They get it blocked.
That's only South Effingham's second loss of the season.
they outplayed Wayne for the most, for big chunks of that football game, and kind of just, it slipped away late for them.
I can't figure out Ware County. They beat Statesboro 16-7, but you got to figure Ware County's way better than a 16-7 deficit against Statesboro.
I don't even know where that game was. If it was in Statesboro,
Womack Field, yeah.
Yeah, I can understand why it was 16-7.
Okay. Appling takes down Liberty for the first time this season. Liberty loses 21-6 to Appling. Brantley blasts Tatnall to get back in the W column, 40-14. Pierce shuts out Long. Jenkins, watch out for Jenkins. They've only lost one game the entire season. They are legit. 41-8 winners over Beach.
That's code word for Jenkins is going to be in his power pole coming up. That's kind of prepping you for that, folks. He speaks in code words like that, so get ready.
Vidalia takes down Tomb 17-14, a big rivalry game. Irwin 41-0 over Lanier. Cavalry Day goes down to Claxton. Big upset there. Claxton 23, Cavalry Day 20. MCA hangs in with Savannah Christian but goes down 26-14. Country Day stays unbeaten, taking down Portal 42-14. My cousin plays for Portal.
They struggle.
It's rough up there.
Yeah, they struggle in football. We talked about that last night on the air at the Brunswick game. About Portal struggling.
Yeah. Valdosta beats Coffee 28-7. I told you Coffee was going to struggle.
Yeah, they've lost two games. They lost to a highly rated Tallahassee, Florida team and lost to Valdosta. Yeah, they're struggling, all right.
Pinewood winners 32-14 over Bullock to take control of that region. And Charlton does not score against Wilcox, 49-0, the final there.
Ooh, they're struggling. Now we know why Rich McWhorter bailed out.
Yeah, y'all can have it.
He saw what was coming through the ranks down there, so he said, well, I've had a good run down here, so I'm just going to pack up. I'm going to go up to Middle Georgia, see what I can do up there.
By the way, I left this one out. Richmond Hill takes down Glenn 23-14, and Richmond Hill takes control of Region 2 6A.
Yes, they do. They've got Bradwell and Effingham left on the schedule. I just don't see either of those two teams beating Richmond Hill. Good football game last night, Richmond Hill. Glenn had opportunities again to pull that one out, but they just didn't make the plays. Richmond Hill kicked three field goals, and, both teams scored two touchdowns, but Richmond Hill added three field goals. That was the difference in the ballgame.
Do you want my opinion?
Let's hear it.
Richmond Hill is the best team in that region.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. And it's going to play out. Richmond Hill pushed Camden to the limit 24-20 earlier in the season. And they're a good football team.
If Richmond Hill had beaten Camden, you might have seen them later in the show in the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings. Mm.
They lost to New Hampstead, by the way. So
another good football team, but not a great one.
Not a great one, but good win last night for Richmond Hill. Brunswick Glen next Friday night at Glen County Stadium. Frederica gets a bye week before they have to travel to John Miller's. Does anybody travel more miles to play football than Frederica?
Not this season. They've only had two home games the whole year.
I added up the miles and texted Coach Derek. I said, Coach, you guys are going to travel over 2,000 miles this year for road football games.
I need you to send me that math for me to double check.
Yeah, you know.
Because we all know about your math skills.
My math skills are pretty good as it relates to you. I mean, that math you tried to peddle before we went on the show here to the Facebook Live audience, you know, that's called fuzzy math or voodoo economics or whatever you want to call it. Those are the same principles.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll talk about that math in the next segment when we get to our high school football college rankings, or pick 'em, because that's kind of what we're talking about. You can catch us on Facebook Live. If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com is where you can find our popular voices. Math is good, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Breaking news, pitching will take you to the World Series. I'm going on a limb and taking the Astros to win it all. Does anyone really watch NFL Thursday Night Football? Who is Daryl Morey? Here is some math for you. Chiefs minus Pat Mahomes equals bad. Does anyone really think Wisconsin is any good? LeBron's Revenge Tour coming to an arena near you. The third best team in the National League is in the World Series. Is there a more important elbow to the Braves fans than Freddie Freeman's? From the Department of Overrated, the Dallas Cowboys. The next Atlanta Falcons head coach, Nick Saban. The next Alabama head coach, Kirby Smart. Netflix in the tall grass. Watch it. And these are my thoughts.
Kirby ain't never leaving Georgia, by the way.
If Alabama calls and says, Nick Saban has left to go to the Falcons, we need a head coach, there are going to be two guys that are going to be candidates for that job, and two guys alone, and that's going to be Kirby Smart and Dabo Swinney. When Nick Saban leaves Alabama, the next Alabama coach is one of those two guys.
It'll be Dabo. Won't be Kirby. Kirby's a Georgia boy. Played there all SEC. He's not going in there walking somebody's footsteps. He's creating his own.
Okay. All right.
You can take that to the bank or mark this down, write this down, whatever that bogus stuff you say every week is.
Speaking of writing this down, here I did the math from the previous shows because Kip keeps claiming about how many games he's picked right on this college football pick'em that we're about to get into. And so these are my numbers. Correct picks from this season so far alone. Jason Bishop, 1,013. Kip Branch, 3.
Okay. Oh, our listeners know that's just, that's called fake news right there.
Ohio State, Northwestern. I'm telling you right now, Ohio State's going to win big in this game.
Yeah, since they played last night and the final score was 52-3. Yeah, you're right about that one.
Clemson at, ooh, Clemson at Louisville. On the road.
What are you saying ooh for?
Clemson wins big.
Yes.
Number nine, Florida at South Carolina. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be a struggle for the Gators, but they'll win close.
South Carolina is going to get beat today, and they're probably going to look bad doing it because that's what they do.
Number 11, Auburn at Arkansas. I'll take Auburn.
I'll take Auburn, but it's going to be a struggle for at least a half.
I keep waiting for Wisconsin to lay this egg. Number 6, Wisconsin at Illinois. Is this the week? Maybe, but I'll take the Badgers anyway.
Yeah, they're not losing to Illinois.
Purdue at 23, Iowa. This is basically the same two football teams. This is basically every football team in the Big Ten, really. I'll go with Purdue on the road.
I'll take Iowa at home.
West Virginia, number 5, Oklahoma. Oklahoma's at home. The Sooners win.
Yeah, they win big. They probably beat West Virginia 52-20.
In another Big Ten game nobody cares about, Minnesota, 20th ranked, at Rutgers. I'll take Minnesota.
Minnesota, Rutgers is awful.
Number 2, LSU at Mississippi State. This game will be close.
This game will be a blowout. LSU.
Louisiana Monroe at 24, App State. I'll take App State.
App State.
12, Oregon at 25, Washington. The Pac-12 just continues to eat itself out of the college football playoff. This will be no different today. Washington State takes Oregon out of the possibility of getting the Final Four.
I'm going to take Oregon to go on the road and get a big road win at Washington. I'm going to take the Ducks today.
Okay, well, that will just add to your picks of wrong. Yeah. Tulsa at 21, Cincinnati. I'll take Cincinnati.
I'll take Cincinnati as well.
Temple at number 19, SMU. It's been a long time since SMU stayed in the rankings consistently. I'm taking Temple.
I'm taking Temple as well. They beat Memphis last week, who you were high on, and you sitting here told me I was crazy for that pick. But, yeah, I guess that's one of the ones I got right last week.
I have to go back and look.
Yeah. I thought you already looked.
I mean,
you came up with that bogus fake news number. I thought you already looked.
I had to double check.
Yeah, double check.
I have my people look into it.
Yeah, your people. Okay.
Number 18, Baylor at Oklahoma State. I'll take Oklahoma State at home.
I will too. I'm not a big Baylor believer.
Kentucky at number 10, Georgia. Georgia rebounds, gets the W, but unless Georgia's receivers learn how to get open, Georgia's going to be in trouble going forward.
Georgia's going to beat Kentucky 45-10 today, and call me about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And tell me how that 8-man box works out for the Tigers, for the Cats today.
That's what everybody's going to do. They're going to put 8 in the box, play Georgia man-to-man on the outside from here on out.
See what happens to Kentucky today.
17, Arizona State at 13, Utah. I'm becoming a believer in Herm Edwards at Arizona State. I'm picking the Sun Devils.
I'm going to pick Utah. You skipped the Missouri Vandy pick. Did you just gloss over that one?
Number 22, Mizzou at Vandy. I'll take Mizzou.
I'll take Mizzou as well.
Better?
Yeah.
Kansas at 15, Texas. I'll take Texas at home.
I'll take Texas. They laid an egg last week in the Red River shootout, and Texas is Texas.
A battle between Michigan and Penn State, two teams that are not really as good as their rankings suggest they are. I'll take Michigan to beat Penn State.
I'm going to take Penn State at home. Michigan, until they win a big game, I'm not picking them anymore in a big game.
Tennessee at number 1, Alabama. Tennessee coming off a big win over Mississippi State. Got a lot of momentum. They're heading into Tuscaloosa confident. A very good vibe around that Tennessee football team.
Okay.
Won't matter.
It won't matter. Alabama a lot, Tennessee a little.
14, Boise at BYU. Boise just keeps on rolling. They keep on winning. They're going to find themselves in the college football playoff.
They're going to beat BYU today, but they're not going to get in the college football playoff. Here you go with that underdog syndrome again today. Man, you just do it to yourself.
I am officially on the Boise State bandwagon.
I know you've come up with a scenario in your head how a two-loss Central Florida team should be in a playoff, right? Next.
Texas A&M at Ole Miss. I'll take the Aggies.
I'll take the Aggies as well.
Georgia Tech at Miami. I'll take the Hurricanes.
Tech's a bad football
team. Yeah, they are.
Ooh, they're a bad football team, but Miami.
Duke at Virginia. I'll take Virginia at home.
Yeah, I waffled on this one. I'm going to take Virginia as well.
Virginia Tech at home against North Carolina. I'll take the Hokies.
Yeah, me too.
Florida State at Wake Forest. Write this down. Wake Forest knocks off the Seminoles. Willie Taggart is looking for an assistant coaching job Monday.
5-1 Wake Forest. I'm going to take them as well. This could be the last straw for Willie T. 3-3 Seminoles. They really need this football game, but they're going to Wake Forest. They're going to Tobacco Road, baby. And they're going to run into the Demon Deacons today and get beat.
South Florida at Navy. I'll take Navy.
I'll take South Florida.
Central Florida's two-loss championship campaign starts today, knocking off East Carolina at home.
Yeah, their two-loss campaign to get to some kind of minor bowl like the Independence Weed Whacker Bowl somewhere in Shreveport starts today. Central Florida beats East Carolina.
Coastal Carolina at Georgia Southern. I'll take the Eagles.
Ooh, I'll take the Eagles, too.
All right. There's our you know, you did a little bit better than you normally do. I will give you credit.
A little bit better than you every week. But our listeners know that. Our listeners tune in here, and I get texts and comments. Man, is this guy on drugs? Y'all have like a drug testing policy for this show? I'm saying, man, I've been lobbying management for some kind of, you know, some kind of process or something like that for a couple of years now on this show, but it doesn't seem to work. Management comes and tells me that these outlandish predictions and things that he brings to the table, it's kind of like a comedy skit. And I said, well, okay, we got to have a comedy. Got to have some comedy involved in the show as well. So, you know, it is what it is.
But I'm not being funny. I'm just being ahead of the curve.
Obviously, you might not think you're being funny, but our listeners think you're a hoot.
Two biggest studs in the South, the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The game of the week, Camden and Colquitt, was a battle. The Wildcats coming out on the short end 34-17 for their first loss of the season. The Terriers take their first region loss of the season as well to Richmond Hill 23-14. Frederica downs Trinity 48-28 for their second region win of the season. Ware tops Statesboro 16-7. Wayne survives South Effingham 31-28 in overtime. Brunswick took Effingham to the woodshed 41-12 to notch their first region win. Brantley back in the win column against Tattnall County 40-14. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, M&B Liquors, and by Georgia Sea Grill. I'm pulling up my read. When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree's Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree's Pest Control. Stop. We'll remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Nice. Good job, man.
So that's what I do.
Good job.
Okay, so this is Kip's famous butthurt segment. So let's go ahead and jump into that. This is the segment where Kip basically takes over the show.
Interactive segment. Interactive. Number five on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the St. Louis Cardinals. You go from a 10-run top of the first inning
easy
to get to the National League Championship Series, and you get promptly swept by the Nationals and didn't look good in the whole process.
How many games did the Cardinals win in the regular season? 91, 92 games?
They get to the National League Championship Series against a wild card team, and the Nationals break out the broom.
Okay.
Ouch.
All right.
Number four on the butthurt list. It's been a long week. Dog Nation. UGA.
Yep.
You see all these coaching experts come out on Facebook, make all these little comments. You know, the thought police come out and tell you how you're supposed to feel after a Georgia loss. Oh, win or lose, I'm still a Georgia fan. You know, like if you believe, you know, all that kind of stuff. And you know what? Georgia deserved to lose last week to South Carolina because they got outplayed, they got outcoached, and they got out everything. And Dog Nation's a little butthurt, but I told you in an article about the curse of Georgia sports last week. I told you
it was a bad week.
This was coming.
It was a bad
week.
Did
I not tell you this was coming?
You did.
Yep. Number three on the butthurt list this week, NFL officiating.
Okay.
It is awful. It cost the Detroit Lions a football game on Monday night.
A big football game.
A divisional game on Monday night. Phantom hands to the face calls, blown pass interference calls. Packers had 13 men on the field one time, no call. I'm starting to believe the NFL wants certain teams to do well and certain teams not to do well. Comment.
Are you
interactive? They took the Saints out of the Super Bowl last year because they won big market Los Angeles in the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, if you had a choice between the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions getting into the playoffs, and from a ratings perspective, Green Bay is more of a national brand than Detroit is.
Hey, so basically it's not decided on the field, it's decided in the marketing department. You just made that point.
I'm just saying, okay. If you had a choice.
NFL officiating is getting worse and worse. It's got to get better.
Okay.
Number two on the butthurt list, after losing to the 0-4 New York Jets for their third straight loss, a regular in this poll.
Yes, they are.
Over the last two or three weeks.
Or period.
Them boys, or as the Cowboy fans call America's team, the Dallas Cowboys.
I was going to say, you got to throw in the Southern accent.
Well, the Dallas Cowboys, greatest thing since sliced bread. Jerry Jones out in Texas. We're just going to just roll in here. Best talented roster in the NFL. We're going to win us a Super Bowl. No, you can't beat the Jets. So you fall, you get number two on the butt hurt list this week.
Make that a Twitter question of the week. Is Kit Branch's Texas accent good? Because it's not. That'd be on. You can find that at
That's
Bishop
how they sound out in Texas.
Bishop _ show on Twitter. Is Kit Branch's Texas accent good?
Number one on the butt hurt list this week, Jason. The Kansas City Chiefs.
Why?
Why? Because your quarterback, who, if he's not under center, you go from a great team to a team that's not even going to make the playoffs. And you run him with a gimpy ankle, you run him on a quarterback sneak, and you get his kneecap dislocated. Great call, Andy Reid. Nice job.
Did you do that in your Texas?
No, that's a Missouri accent.
Oh, because it sounded a lot like the Texas one.
Andy Reid, you messed up my fantasy football team. That's my quarterback.
Mine too.
And now I'm going to be a bottom feeder in my fantasy football league, all because of your stupid play call. I should have put Andy Reid number one on the list, but I'm going to put the Kansas City Chiefs. They went from probably going to be the best team in the AFC and to however long this guy's out, hoping that they can get a wild card.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch and Kip Branch's Butt Hurt segment is brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty and by Nat's Landing. Get my read up.
Get your read up.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist you with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you're buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located at Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Dallas Cowboys, when they were 3-0, we go into the Super Bowl. We got Dak Prescott. Now they're 3-3, and they got Dak Tebow at quarterback. And the Dallas Cowboys are struggling.
What does Dak Tebow mean? I can't differentiate, but if that's a compliment or an insult.
Did I say Prescott?
You said Dak Tebow. That's the second week in a row that you've made that reference.
I'm sorry, listeners. I got tongue tied right there. I was thinking about a quarterback that just wasn't very just not very accurate with the football.
Oh, I see
and,
what you're doing.
And so, Dak's playing for that $35 million contract a year. He's got to get better. You're playing the Jets last week.
And you lose.
You lose by 2 points.
They're in the Tua Bowl.
But you go for it.
First pick.
Inside the 5-yard line on 4th-and-2. And you try to run a quarterback sweep with Dak Prescott and get stuffed.
Fail. Wow.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
And here we go. We have now officially reached the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Ranking segment. But before we jump into that, we certainly want to take care of the folks that take care of us, and we ask for you to take care of them. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southern Hardware and by Cunningham Jewelers. If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware, locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992. All right. So we have now officially made it to that point, the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings. Let's cue the bed. So last week, we'll recap from what we had. Last week, we had 10 Vidalia, 9 Jeff Davis, 8 Coffey, 7 Valdosta, 6 Liberty, 5 Irwin, 4 Pierce, 2 Camden, 1 Lowndes, and I skipped 3.
Who was 3 last week?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Okay. Starting now at number 10, and this was another tough week to get these things in because there are a lot of good teams. There could have been 18 different teams.
Man, just read the poll, man.
There could have been 18 different teams that got in here, but when I put the numbers into my formula.
The formula.
This is what I came out with.
The formula.
Making their first appearance of the season, okay. The Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings at number 10, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets at 6-1.
They had a tough, hard-fought win last night over South Effingham. Good football game. They won it in overtime. They're 2-0 in the region.
Moving up from 10-9 from last week at 6-1, Vidalia.
Vidalia. What are they, the Indians or something over there?
The Vidalia Indians.
Yep. So, you know, they're having a good season in Vidalia. We'll see what happens come playoff time.
Making their first appearance in the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings, at least. They weren't in last week. I think they've been in once already. at number 8 at 6-1, upending an undefeated team last night, Appling County.
Appling County, they were in the rankings earlier in the season.
Yeah.
Now they're back.
They're back.
Who'd they beat last night?
Liberty.
Okay.
Liberty was undefeated.
So they're at number 8.
They're at number 8. At number 7, at 7-1, making their first appearance in the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings, period. Their first appearance overall at number 7, at 7-1, Veterans.
Veterans High School. That's Warner Robins.
Mm.
I thought they were out of the geographical region.
I thought Veterans was in Savannah.
No, Veterans is in Warner Robins.
Scratch them off.
Okay. Man, you got to learn some geography, man.
They don't count. At number 6. Do you want me to pick another number?
Yeah, you just pull something out of the hat. That's what you do in this poll every week. Just pick somebody. Throw Jenkins Warriors in there at number 7. I know that's what you want to do.
Are you sure they're in Macon?
Veterans High School's in Warner Robins in Houston County.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scratch them off the list.
Wow.
At number 6.
We got a man doing a high school PowerPoint. Don't even know the geographical context in which he's picking teams that he don't even know where they're located. And cause it a geographical poll.
So move Appling up to 7. Move Vidalia up to 8. Move Wayne up to 9. And at number 10 in the high school football power rankings, Pinewood Christian Academy.
Pinewood jumps back in after we had a geography lesson. Pinewood gets back in the poll.
At number 6, at 7-1, falling 4 spots from number 2, the Camden County Wildcats.
Camden County drops 4 spots after losing to Colquitt County. Was it 4 spots?
4 spots.
All right.
Moving up 2 spots, winning a big game last night over Coffee. Number 5, the Valdosta Wildcats at 7-1.
Yeah, they dropped from like 1 or 2 to 8 or 9. Now they're back up to 5 this week.
Earn your way back up, man. That's what they've been doing. Hard fought. At number 4, undefeated at 6-0, moving up a spot from 5-4, Irwin County.
Irwin County beat Lanier County 41-0 last night. Irwin is they're going to be a factor in Class A football.
At number 3, moving up a spot from 4-3, Pierce County.
Pierce County, undefeated, playing in a watered, let's be honest, they're playing a weak region.
They're playing a weak region.
Yeah.
And making their inaugural appearance on the Jason Bishop High School football
pat. At number 2. Somebody going to jump in this thing at number 2, y'all. Okay, are you listening to this? Somebody's just going to make an appearance in the poll at number 2. They're jumping in at number 2. Okay.
Their inaugural appearance in the Jason Bishop High School football power rankings, undefeated Savannah Country Day.
Wow.
And at number 1, remaining number 1, 8-0, the Lowndes County Vikings.
Lowndes is at number 1, and you got Savannah Country Day. Had been in a poll all year, and here we are in what, week 8? Week 7? Week 8?
Week 8.
They jump in at number 2.
So let's recap. At number 10, Pinewood. Number 9, Wayne. Number 8, Vidalia. Number
Savannah
7, Appling.
Country Day.
Number 6, Camden. 5, Valdosta. 4, Irwin. 3, Pierce. 2, Savannah Country Day. And number 1 is Lowndes.
Lord help us all. Savannah Country Day.
They're undefeated. They play in a tough, tough region.
Savannah Country Day.
They've got ECI in that region. They've got Savannah Christian in that region. Calvary Day is in that region.
Savannah Country Day is in a power poll at number 2.
At 7-0.
Explain this criteria again. Let's hear it.
Okay. Just because I'm ranking Team X ahead of Team Y doesn't mean that I believe that Team X is better than Team Y. What it is I believe that Team X, according to what's on their schedule, has played better than what's on their schedule, has done better in their schedule than Team Y.
So, translation, listeners, it's raining outside today because we got a tropical storm coming through the area. That is about as clear as the water puddle at the end of your driveway.
I think it's perfectly clear.
No, there's nothing clear about that. A team that you had to look up their name. Who are the, what is the Savannah Country Day mascot?
The Raiders.
That's the band of Christian, man.
Oh.
Okay. Are you mixed up, dude? Savannah Country.
It's in the same area.
Okay.
Same place that Veterans is located.
Yeah, Veterans. There could be a Veterans High School in just about every town, every community.
Are you sure it's in Warner Robins?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Veterans High School is in Houston County.
Well, if that's the case, then Pinewood is your number 10 team.
Over and making their appearance at number two. First appearance of the season, the undefeated Savannah Country Day Hornets. Wow.
They're Hornets.
I think they're the Hornets. We may have to look that up. I'm typically right in these things, but they're definitely not the Raiders. We'll have to look that up after the show. Yeah.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The game of the week, Camden and Colquitt, was a battle. The Wildcats coming out on the short end 34-17 for their first loss of the season. The Terriers take their first region loss of the season as well to Richmond Hill 23-14. Frederica downs Trinity 48-28 for their second region win of the season. Ware tops Statesboro 16-7. Wayne survives South Effingham 31-28 in overtime. Brunswick took Effingham to the woodshed 41-12 to notch their first region win. Brantley back in the win column against Tattnall County 40-14. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Brought up the map. Veterans High School is just outside of Warner Robins in Kathleen, Georgia.
Outside of the geographical area that's the poll is supposed to capture.
Just barely.
Just barely.
But it is.
How convenient. Nice. So
veterans cannot be in.
They're not in. They're having a good season, too.
Yeah.
That's an area where you've got a lot of football. You've got four huge high schools in Houston County. You got Northside, you've got Veterans, you've got Warner Robins, and you got Houston County.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those are big high schools. A lot of people live in that area.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water. Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available. Creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
You see how management throws in the misspelled word to try to trip you up? You see how management does that?
But I saw it coming.
Yeah, you saw it coming. Yeah, because I've had that read now for over a year, and, management just won't change the spelling on that word.
It's going to be the Astros, and it's going to be the Nationals. Do the Nationals have any chance to beat the Astros?
When you've got good pitching, you've got a chance of in any playoff game. And the Nationals have good pitching. They're hot.
As long as the Nationals can continue to pitch starters out of the bullpen to cover up how bad the bullpen
it's
is.
It's been bad.
They'll be okay.
But those three, Corbin pitched good in the championship series. He looked good. Scherzer's going to pitch. I mean, they got a good rotation.
I'm thinking about changing my mind about number 10 in the high school football power rankings and going Clinch instead of Pinewood.
Yeah, that would the most logical of people would come to that conclusion. Hmm. Yeah.
I like the Astros to beat the Yankees. The Nationals are already there. I'm going to take the Astros, though.
In the World Series?
Yeah, Astros and World Series.
I'm going to wait to see how many games this series goes to see how the Astros rotation set up in this series. Because I think the Nationals rotation is going to be set up perfect because of the rest. I just want to see how the Astros have to do their rotation. It's all about matchups when you get to the World Series.
I think that's true in basically any playoff scenario. Matchups really matter.
Yeah,
and sometimes the best team doesn't win because they don't match up well with a team that doesn't have as good of a record. The Cowboys and the Eagles are tied at first place in the NFC East, both at 3-3.
Cowboys are struggling, lost three straight. The Eagles are struggling, too. They got blown out last week at Minnesota. The NFC East, tied at the top at 500. And, all these Cowboy lovers were talking about that was the best division in football. You got the one in what Redskins, and then the Giants are rebuilding with a rookie quarterback. There's no way that division is the best in football. Best division of football is the NFC North.
The NFC West, 49ers are 5-0, Seahawks are 5-1. NFC North, Packers are 5-1, Vikings 4-2, Bears 3-2, and the Lions are 2-2 with one tie. So everybody's in the mix there. In the NFC South, Saints at 5-1, Panthers at 4-2. The Falcons are on the bottom of the division with one win.
Falcons are going nowhere fast. Is it time to close the book on Matt Ryan in Atlanta?
Not Matt Ryan, but Dan Quinn. Quarterbacks just aren't out there for you to pluck off the tree.
When it came back last week, it was that Georgia's cursed sports week last week. The Falcons get down, they rally back. They score a touchdown late, cut it to 44-33, and miss an extra point.
second week in October, third week in October, whatever it is, has never been good. If you're a Georgia sports fan, typically the Braves get eliminated. Georgia finds a way to lose a game they shouldn't lose, which is exactly what happened. And look, I'm going to be honest with you, Georgia fans. Georgia's going to lose three games this year. We already got the South Carolina loss. You're not going to beat Florida because Florida's defense is going to be too good, and your receivers have already shown that they can't get separation from average defensive backs.
Georgia's beating Florida in 2 weeks.
You're going to drop
right that down.
And then at the end of the season, you know, Auburn.
Auburn's got some offensive issues as well. They got a freshman quarterback who doesn't look very good throwing the football. So they've got some issues as well. Missouri's a team now that I'm officially worried about coming to Athens on November the 9th, sandwiched in between that Auburn and Florida game. That game worries me.
Three losses. They'll be watching Florida play LSU in the SEC championship game.
Florida's going to win today. And you got the bye week. Georgia's blowing out Kentucky. You got the bye week. And then see what happens in Jacksonville. And then Florida's got to take a trip to Missouri. Georgia's got Missouri coming to Athens. And then, you know, Georgia's got to go to Auburn. Then Florida's, you know, they got those teams coming at the end of the schedule. But, you know, Missouri's the wild card here. They could win the East.
If somebody offered you two first-round picks and a fourth-round pick for Jalen Ramsey, would you have done it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. In a heartbeat.
Yeah, no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting the next two first-round picks from the Rams and a fourth-round pick.
Yeah, you can have him.
Yeah, you can take him. He's been nothing but trouble here.
Yeah, take that headache somewhere else.
I mean, you getting off armored trucks talking about money and stuff, and then all of a sudden you've got 3 weeks of back issues and you can't play, and all of a sudden you think you can go tomorrow in L.A. Wow. Tells you all you need to know about him.
He said he wasn't going to play another game after that Thursday night game. That's what he meant. He told you that.
Yeah, he needs to grow up.
He needs to grow up
and become a little more mature and have some people in his inner circle that can talk some sense into him, because L.A.'s not going to put up with his foolishness.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner?
Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase. 912-638-9031 or online shellhogan.com.